Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, January 27th, and we are here trying to help you take better steps towards reaching your financial goals. The way we do that is we encourage you to contact us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, when you fill out the form, just let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. And we have been talking about the fact that this week tax season has opened. I went on CBS Mornings yesterday to talk about the official opening of tax season. It's very exciting. I just want to make one note. As the segment begins, Gail King, our anchor extraordinaire, mentions a piece that had just aired previous to me. And that piece was talking about how a lot of men who are of prime age are leaving the labor force. And there was this crazy statistic about, you know, that these men who are not in the labor force, they're not taking on more childcare responsibilities, but they are watching a lot of video games and streaming a lot of content. So that's the question Gail poses at the top of the interview. The rest of this is pretty nuts and bolts. Tax season 2023 for tax year 2022 is open. Here is my segment on CBS Mornings with Gail King, Tony DeCoppel, and Vladimir Dutier.
In this morning's Money Watch, we're focusing on the start of tax season. Oh, gosh, here we go. The IRS has been accepting and processing 2022 tax year returns. More than 168 million individual tax returns are expected to be filed this year. With the deadline set for April 18th, taxpayers will have 3 extra days to file. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here. She's the author of a new book. This is for you, America, The Great Money Reset. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. I love the title, Jill. She joins us now at the table. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before you get started, I'm still reflecting on Tony's story because you were talking about the guys that are sitting at home watching TV. Can you imagine, Jill, if you were working all day long, you come home and your partner is sitting in front of the TV playing a video game or watching TVs?
No. Maybe
I'd
they could
be very irritated.
I would too, and I'm hoping that maybe they're the ones who start compiling the tax information for the family.
Maybe they need your book.
Yeah, exactly right. Change your work, change your
work. So I'm already a little nervous about taxes because I've been told my record keeping is not good.
Oh, dear.
Yep. I may be calling you later.
They're not watching.
So what can people expect?
So this year's going to be an interesting year because it's kind of back to where we were in 2019 pre-pandemic. So as you mentioned, we've got 3 extra days. This is because of the Emancipation Day holiday in Washington, D.C. So you get those 3 extra days. But what's
some people will need the 3 extra days.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, what's really fascinating to me is that when you go back to 2019, you go back to all the things that we had then are really exactly the same. So there are no extra stimulus payments. Unemployment benefits are taxable again. You do not get an enhanced child tax credit. So you might want to pull out your 2019 return as a way to, to look as a guidepost for what's it going to be like this year.
I always pay my taxes. I just won't be on the record. I've never not paid my taxes. But the IRS is warning that refunds are going to be smaller this year for most people. Why is that?
Well, when you look at all those programs, they put a lot of extra money in our pockets. And so when you look at the average refund last year, it was about just under $3,200.
Wow.
It's probably going to go back down to, say, $2,800 again because those programs are gone. By the way, remember, $2,800 is a lot of money, and I'd prefer that you kept that money throughout the year, not lend it to Uncle Sam with an interest-free loan. But that being said, you're likely to get a smaller refund. Now, Remember, the fastest way to get your refund is to file electronically and choose direct deposit. If you do that, you are likely to get your refund within 21 days. For some reason...
And that's speedy? 21 days?
Well, 21 days is pretty, pretty fast.
I've been filing electronically for years, and it's great.
But when it comes to electronic filing, I do worry about websites that are not what they say they are and people getting misled. So for free filing resources, if they want to file electronically, where do they go?
Okay, this is an underused resource at the IRS. It's called IRS Free File. And if you've got income of less than $73,000, that's a lot of money for most Americans.
That's most households.
Yes, indeed. And you can have the IRS free file system. It's the forms, but they'll also pair you with one of these, tax preparation companies. Huge. Now, second thing I want to remind people, there's something called the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA program. If you have income below a certain level, it is available to you. This is for...
What is the level? If it's
so
below what?
$60,000. Sorry, okay. $60,000. And this is available to people who are maybe non-English speakers. They are people with disabilities. And if you really need help, this is a wonderful organization. And finally, there's tax counseling for the elderly. This is great. If you're over 60, which, by the way, elderly, that's a little bit of a reach for me. But if you're over the age of 60, there are people who will hold your hand, and they have a specialty in things that impact you. Social Security benefits, their retirement benefits, things that are really focused on people in retirement.
We've been focusing a lot on the gig economy, especially in the wake of the pandemic. So for people who are getting paid by Venmo or by Zelle or PayPal, what do they need to know?
So there was supposed to be a rule that went into place this year. It's on ice. It's not happening. That rule was that if you made more than $600, regardless of the number of transactions on any of these digital payment platforms, you had to report to the IRS. That's not happening this year. But if you're a gig worker, get ready. That is coming in the future. And if you make more than $20,000 with more than 200 transactions, you do have to report.
Something that's always controversial because a lot of people are working from home. Can you deduct your home office?
Well, if you are an employee, you cannot, because this is the 2017 tax law change. So if you are a W-2 employee, no deductions. If you're self-employed and, you know, you use your house and that's the main place that you do your work, absolutely. But you have to be self-employed. Gail, get your records together, girl.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to call you.
All right.
Don't call. Read the book.
Yes,
hold that book up.
I'm buying coffee right here. Thank you, Jill.
Okay, just one thing that I think is probably worth mentioning that we didn't get to in the segment. That is that the child tax credit, it's not going away, but the child tax credit is reverting to its pre-pandemic level. So just to remind you, if you have a kid under the age of 17, you might be able to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000 per qualifying dependent when you file your returns. Now, $1,500 of that credit may be refundable. That means it can reduce your tax bill on a dollar-for-dollar basis, and you might be able to apply for a tax refund of up to $1,500 for anything left over. Couple of things. Your modified adjusted gross income must be $400,000 or below if you're filing jointly, $200,000 or below if you're head of household or single. If your modified adjusted gross income exceeds those limits, your credit amount will be reduced by $50 for each $1,000 of income exceeding the threshold until it is eliminated. So there's that. Okay, big time tax season, very much into it. Gail very generously holds the book up and talks about the book, and I am still so psyched about The Great Money Reset. If you'd like to buy it, it is for sale on the website, jillonmoney.com. And also on the website, we've got our newsletter, and we've got all of the great content. Mark is keeping that thing fresh like crazy. It's Friday, so let's do it. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Oh, I just got a note from Joel Goodman. He's over in France living the big life. Karen Kranick is our web queen. Mark Talercio is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. We very much appreciate you listening every day. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. We'll talk to you tomorrow.